Here's today's In Touch Reflection on Freedom, Our Life in Christ.
This month's reflection is based on verses 8 and 9 of Galatians chapter 5. This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough.
It's easy to throw away broken things, but mercifully, that's not what God does. Rather, he's interested in restoring this world. It's reassuring for those of us who are believers to know that this beautiful planet we call home, broken and marred as it is, won't be forgotten in eternity. In Revelation 21 and 22, we're shown a time in the future when the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven to join a fully restored earth. And in that holy place, the tabernacle of God is among the people, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. We read that in Revelation 21, verse 3. Our God redeems and renews all things. Why? Because after creating the earth, he called it all good and loves it completely. That should influence how we view both ourselves and the world around us. After all, this planet with its surrounding heavens is ultimately the foundation of our forever home. Yes, we anticipate a time when sin and suffering no longer exist, but all creation, even in its incomplete fallen state, is still lovely and should be treated as such. Think about it. Do you truly appreciate the natural world around you? How can you do so more fully?